Sfarim tell us that we absolutely have to prepare our davening before Rosh Hashanah, before Yom Kippur. It's unfamiliar. It's a different nusach. Tefillah is so important on those days. We have everything to ask for. And if we just turn up without preparation, there's no way we'll be able to achieve what we need to. Therefore, hachana for tefillah is essential. On the other hand, it's vast. So it's certainly worthwhile to look through the machza, to familiarize ourselves with the piyutim that we might be saying, the translations, the meaning, the depth, the beauty, the poetry. But at the same time, certainly in this forum framework, we have a limited amount of time. And I think, at least for the beginning part of Elul, the best preparation we can do this year is actually to go through the words of Aleinu L'Shameach. Aleinu is the central plank of the Musaf Amida on Rosh Hashanah. It's there. Yom Kippur. We get down on the floor, bowing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We total his batlas. And at the same time, Aleinu is there at the end of every single tefillah. And therefore, learning through Aleinu, firstly, will enhance the end of our tefillah 3 times a day. But will also get us into the zone of what we're meant to be thinking and feeling. Come Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. So it's certainly not to the exclusion of anything else, but it absolutely is meant to be at least one way of preparing. So first things first, in terms of Aleinu every single day, the Ramah brings at the end of davening, we say Aleinu Shabbat, we stand up. V'yizah l'omre b'chavana. Aleinu has to be said with kavana. Maybe the Ramah understood that because it's the end of davening, we're halfway out the door. Therefore, we stand. We're meant to focus on it. Why? Says the Bach, we say Aleinu, in order to hammer certain ideas home into our hearts before we go home or to work. We're meant to internalize the concepts of Yichud Malchus Shamayim, the unity of Hashem, the kingship of Hashem. To live with this, to repudiate Avodah Zarah, idolatry. To think about the biggest picture possible, the Sakin Aylam B'Malchus Shakai, the kingdom of Hashem. Certainly never to turn to idols or false gods or false concepts. Not to think about Aviris. Aleinu deals with the biggest concepts, the central themes of Rosh Hashanah. We're meant to take that with us every single day when we finish davening. After we've gone through a whole Shacharis or a Mincha or Maariv, what are we left with at the end? It's these ideas. These ideas, they're going to be so critical and crucial to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.